the last session we had here was just before she left to go to England, and then she has been doing some training in Poland. But we got her on, I guess, two or three different horses when she came here and let her practice shortening and lengthening strides on different horses. Basically, getting her connected to different horses is the key to acing that part of the triathlon. You know, you only have a few minutes to get to know the horse that you're on before you go. So Suzanne has a good ability. Her experience galloping at the racetrack, a little bit of Pimlico and Laurel, and then riding for us, just getting on as many different horses as possible and being asked to perform at kind of a high level within a very short period of time. So specifically when she came to ride out the last time before she left, you know, we had two or three horses ready to go rapid fire. So we'd throw her up on a horse and say, okay, now jog or jog over a specific course, jog these two fences, then pick up a canter, pick up a gallop, stop, turn, now jump these three back the other direction. So just kind of attempting to put her under a little bit of pressure and relying on the skills that she's developed over time riding in different disciplines to connect with that horse and basically not interfere with them, which is the secret to all good riders.
What kind of rider is Suzanne?
She's a very good rider. She has a natural empathy with a horse just based on time spent in the saddle. She's been riding since she was a little kid, and she just feels totally comfortable there. And so, again, training-wise for her, the most important thing we could do is sort of help her just relax and do what she does naturally. She has all the muscle memory. She's trained enough that she knows her natural balance on a horse when she's jumping a big fence, landing over the fence, all those things are in place. The main thing for her is just staying relaxed and focusing on the things that you can control and not worrying about all the unforeseen things that could happen out on a course on a, you know, an unpredictable animal.
And how long will she be in the saddle as part of the competition?
Not long. I think that, you know, it's probably less than 4 minutes or 5 minutes. I'm not sure the exact course yet that they'll be doing, but it's a very brief amount of time. But, you know, like the Kentucky Derby, it's, you know, under 2 minutes. It's pretty action-packed and exciting and can make or break her Olympic chances.